What are you doing?
One was, because you're saying, you know, like, you first got to get rid of everything, every image you had, including that of hope. Especially your mother image, image of the divine feminine, images of salvific, someone coming to your rescue, right? Once you get rid of all that, what fills the vacuum? That's what you said I should try and do. So first thing was like just being carried on this ocean of sort of huge seas of tidal proportions, just being carried away by the actual force and brute force of nature that was just completely not cognizant of my being or caring about me, just its own brute force. What came up to me yesterday was a more benign image, and that's music. That when I was just listening to the music, I also felt that oceanic feeling that just filled me. And that sense that, you know, if it's just that, it's okay. It's worth it. Just to have been alive, to have experienced the resonance of the Opus 135 C-sharp minor quartet, or Handel, or the Messiah. And this morning, what came up for me was the overwhelming love that I had for my children and now my grandchildren. That it was, it just filled me. And I actually can pinpoint the moment at which my grandson called me Dada. You know, the moment he could actually articulate and return to me that love. So those two images have come in the last 24 hours. You said yesterday you've got to get behind those images. And you prompted me, so you know, once you prompt me, I'm dead. I'm dead. You take over. So when you said Ribbono Shel Olam yesterday, like the rest of the day, I must have said it 3,000 times, that the force behind the nature and the music and the love, you know, is Ribbono Shel Olam. So, you know, I think I'm at that place now where I can imagine.
We are made up of our experiences. So if you think of yourself as an onion in time, right, inside the Julian is sitting here now, there's yesterday's Julian who didn't go away, who's just now overlaid with another experience, right? So if you can imagine yourself peeling yourself away, you know, inside there's a 40-year-old Julian and a 30-year-old Julian and a teenager Julian and a child Julian and a try imagine that from where you are now, this Julian who is 3 years old, what are his experiences, and you know, go back, you know, you got a newborn Julian and you've got a baby in the womb Julian, and you see one of our mistakes is that we keep on attributing experiences to God. You know, God, we think of God as the ultimate adult. He's so adult that he can put up with everything we do because an adult, the more adult you are, the longer you have patience, the more you understand it. You know, and that comes because of our experience as adults, that we learn and we get to, you know, we no longer react in certain ways and, you know, we get more patience and our hormones cool down and flow. That's not what God is. God is not hormones. And God is not experiences, you know, so for me, first I had to think of God as the ultimate child before I could, you know, get past any stuff, you know, And what about that childlike delight in creating and destroying, you know, and, you know, testing things to destruction and so on, that a child has that an adult doesn't have, because, you know, we have experience of testing to destruction and so on, and we don't have that delight in creating, boino machlev and so on. What happens if I think of God as the ultimate child rather than the ultimate adult? And that for me was my window into smashing open all the false gods, which keep on coming back, you know. But that was one, for me, that was a tool with which I could crack open my own bank vault.
Right, but you don't pray to the child, right? What happened then?
Well, I also went through a process of divorce, because my parents, they married me to this God, you know, that was punitive and shaming and basically an image of my father, with my mother standing behind him. So I had to divorce that God many times before he would go away. And then I understand that whatever God that I put in its place is just another up-God, just another idol. So then, well, if I don't put anything in its place, there is God. Who is there? So I can't really share with you my God, because Anuiti Hashem Elokecha, God says to you, I am your God, and that you have to.
And then you said that, you know, the process was going from that place of emptiness, right, to the stages of Avraham and Yitzchak. That in Avraham, there's a discovery of the God out there. Right. And by the way, in his book, he does bring out that there are different versions of who said what to who, that whether it was the Rebbe Rabbinim that said the Su'umorim, and that the Yidda Kodesh said, no, Am Yisrael has the Exodus. He said the Exodus, but you said Onochi. Or it was brought down by Reb Mendel of Kotzke that it was the other way around, so I don't know the version, but it seems, remember he writes that. So that's the first stage. The first level is Su'umorim, right?
That's Avraham Avinu. So God says to him, Ani Balabiro, and etc.
And that ties in, actually, with the Torah that we learned, right, the epilogue of Sefer Yetzirah, in which you quote the Gemara in Gemara in Shabbos 89b, La'asid lova yomar ha-kodesh baruch hu la'avraham bonecho chotuli
ma'achatam. This is my parish of what the chet is.
Dafka shenergo akidosh Hashem zelo kalocha. So then you say, we move into you with the shalav ravina, omel lefon rebon shloilem, yimochu al kidushas shemecha, kizot kapara chetze. So if they did a sin as severe as committing suicide without the sanction of the halacha, then the atonement has to be of like kind. And you add, and velo hukshulei la'avram klal mashe kodesh baruch hu terveh choyv mehem. He didn't even question or argue or protest that God was demanding this debt to be paid. Afal pisha otim mashe mutl aleihem lasos. as it says in Bereishis Rabba, chapter 56, Piska Dalad, Vayomer Yitzchak el Avram Aviv, in the Akedah, Vayomer Avi, Bolo Samael Esel Avinu Abraham, Amalei Saba Saba Ibadet Libcha, Ben Shemitin Lecha Lekuf Shona, Ata Holech Leshachto, so Amalei Lemacha Oymer Lecha Shofech Domim At. And you brought that because, again, that's actually what happened to Lasid Lover, so that must have triggered that in your mind. Lasid Lover, God will say, they would never get a kiddush shemech halalacha. And there's...
And Avram doesn't say, wait, what do you mean shemech halalacha? Did they have a choice?
Right.
Did the 6 million have a choice?
So Abraham says, Amalei almanaskein. Now how did you translate almanaskein? Nevertheless. Even so, meaning
Amenoskein usually means even on that condition. Amenos means a condition, right? If that's a condition, that's okay with me.
The kivin shelo hoyo mimenu klum bolo esel yitzok. So that's why he then goes on to Isaac to chapter him. So kizos kaparat chet there. What you're saying is that Abraham then triggers in his descendants this willingness to die or kiddush Hashem for whatever reason, right? That amanas came.
Even shalai b'mokan choyt, like Rabbi Akiva. The guys say that when was Avraham Avinu ready to go to Canaan when he brought into the world the soul of Rabbi Akiva, who also puts himself into a state where he's going to be killed at Kiddush Hashem for no good reason.
And you then said that Avram himself went into the Kivshon HaEish, Shalok HaLocha?
Back to Gomorrah. And that was the Mishneh LeMelech, that was the David Yehuda Rosanis that I brought here, Proshas Drochim. And he says, how can you, right at the beginning, how could you tell that Avraham Avinu was not Yoytze Me'glau B'nei Noyach? Because the Medrash says that he was Chayv Misa because he died al Kiddush Hashem, and a Ben Noyach is not Mechuyev to die al Kiddush Hashem. So he was Chav, therefore he needed Yaakov Avinu to be poyde him. Well, Yaakov Asher put himself up, right? Remember?
Yeah.
This is my next step. So I want to say that God himself, when he does the tzimtzum, why? So in order to be mikadosh by berabe, right? He wants to dwell inside the Yiddish kinder. In order to do so, he has to immolate himself with the tzimtzum.
Shemosu alasma lakidush Hashem means that his mesiris nefesh for kidush Hashem v'chovel ba'atmo gamkein b'shelo hoya mitzvah. That's the first tumura.
No, that God himself made a tzimtzum on himself in order to make kidush Hashem.
To create the world.
And in the world there'll be kidush Hashem.
Oh, so that there will be Kiddush Hashem in the world. He made the world. So the first Temura for that was Avraham. So the Kivshon HaEish of the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram was Shalok HaLocha. He didn't need to do that.
That's why he needed the Yaakov Avinu to be put in.
Mishum Hacha Ita in the Gemara in Bracha 61b, Yotza Tobasko, the Omro, Ashrech Rabbi Akiva, Shiata Muzum Lechaim Abo Adkan. The Kosher, so that's difficult, the Kilo, Havi Adina, Shabbi Akiva, Hoya Muzum Lechaim Abo, Elo Shu Havamina, She Ibeit Helko, Mishum Shechalva Atma, the Chav, Kidapricious. So where did you talk about Avram?
Saying what about Avram?
Before, the Mishnah Lamelech.
It's right at the beginning.
No. It's right at the beginning. Where do I bring the Gemara?
Avram Avinu hoya harishon shehipe letatzmei etzol kifshon ha'esh ha'kiddush ha'shmur ha'yizbarach ומאוד קשה להבין למה לא נחשב לו לזכות מה שמוסה נחשב באדרם נחשב לו לחויב וזודון. So the safe approach is drachim. Now that's the mission of Melech. What is that?
The Ruzan, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yaakov Kuli, who wrote the, you know, he was
in the Mishnah Melech, Tasha's drachim drush risha, mafarsha inyan v'zelashona. V'hine am mizchan leida. In yotzu yisrael miklal b'nei noyach
lekamer. Test. What's the ultimate test to know whether the Eden were out of klal b'nei noyach or not?
Who had saloser shall Avram Avinu mehu kazdim? Shai b'nei noyach eino muzar malkidosh Hashem kidisa b'gemara. See the Rambam, Perek Hei, Mehilchot Yisrael Yatera, Al-Chadalot. So if Avram Avinu was Nitzo, Bishvil, Chuzo, Al-Kochen Loim, the Yotze Miklal B'nei Noach Legamrei, Afilu Lahakem, Shem Hochi, Mosa Atma Al-Kidushas Hashem Kedin Yisrael, Shemuza Al-Kidushas Hashem. Meaning the fact that he was Nitzel from that means there was divine approval.
Right. That if he was Nitzel in his own Zichus.
To go beyond the letter of what's demanded.
No, if he was Kipri.
The Hashem Hitzilu Kedera Shematzel Kol HaTzadikim HaMosim HaTzom HaKidush Hashem Kama Shasal HaChalani Meshav Azariah Achimema Shelo Nitzel Avram Bishvilo Ki Im Bishvil Yaakov Ki Yisa Bebreishas Rabba 63 Section 2 Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzhak Oma Avram Lo Nitzel Mikibshen HaEish Elo Bishchusu Shel Yaakov Howard Yechsev Lachin Koma Hashem El Beis Yaakov Asher Podo Es Avraham Yaakov Podo Es Avraham Lefi Zeh Al Kochen Loima Shelo Yotze Miklal B'nei Loach Legamre Ki Im Lahachmir. Because he really wouldn't have saved himself on his own schus, he shouldn't have done it. Im Kein Avraham Asa Shelo Kedin Masher Asa Asa Kibsha Eish Tal B'nei Noach Eina Metzuyin HaKidosh Hashem Mishum Hachi Lo Nitzo Bishvilo Elo Bishvil Yaakov. Okay. So then you continue, Yelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eitzel Yaakov Asher Potes Abraham in Nisa Asher Nosen Es Atzma Leho Agal Kiddush Hashem Shelo Kalocha. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God says now, to Abraham, because it's the Kasha of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Abraham. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimel Eil Yaakov Da'ad Eil Tzagidul Bonim Efshe the boy Rachme Alayhu. So God says, now let me go to Jacob.
Yaakov, Bonecho Chatu. Maybe he'll plead for them.
This is at the end of days.
Maybe how did the Chachomim know that Avram and Yaakov are not going to daven for us?
He doesn't say that Avram.
Didn't. He says,
right. I'm not going to daven for them.
But how did the Chachamim know? Because when God said, Gei Yir Zarcho, Abba Meir Shona, he didn't daven for us.
Hmm.
He abandoned us. He said, all right, so you know best.
And even more than that, right? It's payback time, fine, pay it back. That's also in the serious nefesh, right? We sinned, we've got to pay the price. For Avram, it's very black and white.
Come on. Is it Briska? No. Even a Briska would plead for his children.
Amar le banecha chatu. Amar le fanu rebbeinu shalom. Yimacha kirushimecha. Yaakov is also into this martyrology business, right? Both Abram and Yaakov are going, no problem. But what are they really saying? We're trained in that. We have no problem.
Because that's how we see the
Jewish history. It's at the end of time, last is lovo. So you want another killing? Fine, no problem. We've done it for 2,000 years for you. I mean, that's what, there's something I read into that midrashically, that there's a protest, but you don't. You're looking at them as what? What kind of people say such a thing? What kind of grandfather says such a thing about his grandchildren?
Well, he did it. I did it, Avram says.
Right.
If that's what you want, Rabbi Nishlenim, Hineni.
Hineni means I'm ready to do that. Almanach Kay. That's what it is. It's the theology of even under those conditions, no problem.
When Avram said Hineni, he really meant it.
Oh, I love the Sabi
Tamer. When he says, Vayoyme Yitzchak el Oviv, Vayoyme Ovi, Vayoyme Hineni Bini. What's the medrash? The medrash is on that post, right? Come, Samer Leitzel Avram, how does the medrash get it? Because of this unnecessary dialogue, right? Hineni Bini. Because Avram is saying to Yitzchak, this is the meaning of Hineni.
So he says, it's a really caustic remark. With the granddaddies, there's no reasoning left, and with the babies, they don't have a mind to think. So God is saying at that point, right?
He rejects.
He says, I'm not satisfied with the answer. I don't want more blood. Really, I'm finished with that.
I've given you enough time to figure out that this is not the response that I want.
Gehor yeshita she Yaakov pol she Avram lo yiyusub etzakir lebon kedit in Sanhedrin 19b kol ma Hashem el beis Yaakov asher podo et Avram v'chiechen matzina bi Yaakov asher podo lo Avraham om Rav Yehuda asher podo mitzakir lebon imad kan. So Jacob, he expected to do something more than just go along with the grandfather.
Because Yaakov is so bothered by Tzagid al-Bonim. So Yaakov is about to going to Davin for the Yidden, because think of the pain that Avram Avinu will have if all the Yidden don't die.
Fikach bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu so Yaakov. And that's why he came to Yaakov. Abram, he wasn't satisfied, so he goes straight to Yaakov. Why didn't he ask exactly what he asked from Abram and Yitzchak? Yaakov almost stumbled at Chotu, but not Chotu Li, the too low. Yaakov put Avram in Tzagid al-Bonim, and it's high by Asma Tzagid al-Bonim. Ulai Yevakish Rachim in Bahad Bonai, Bonai U Bonov, Shelo Yitzvachu Lechate Al Mises Kiddush Hashem, Shelo Bimkom Halacha Ba'od Misa. Maybe, because he had such Tzagid al-Bonim, he will be the one
who have rachmanis on me, that I want to have such tzagid al-bonim. And so...
So therefore he doesn't use the word li?
Yeah. To point out that there's another logic here that God is coming to Avram with.
It's not about me, it's about your children and you, that you won't have the tzagid al-bonim anymore that you have. The Mishim Hachi Bo Yitzchak Godinu. Shalu...
She'ilu,
Haragoso, Hoyasa, Chilu Hashem, Kedis, Bemedrish, Rashi's Rabbah 56, section 5. V'shar sh'sholach avinu Avraham etziyot ha'likach et ha'machel et l'shchot et b'no b'akul malachei ha'sharet odach sivin Yeshayahu 33 hein arei lintoak ha'chutza ma'al chutza v'arezare amet chutza
chitza. Right, it's chutza, there's no vav there, so you could read it chitza hein arei lintoak ha'chutza
chitza hu bari l'michash yotzberei adkan. So it's an embarrassment. It's a shame. It's disgraceful to do that.
Bizarre, and that's the real meaning of chitza.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's outre.
But I'm a Yitzchak lefanav Yisbarach Rebbeinu Shalom. Im hameimis atma kiddush Hashem shelo tzorach ubedelo onus le havek yechayv v'atma v'zeir ratzonach adafka im kein ein l'dav asoyf. To have a mitzvah, hagoreres mitzvah. This is you?
Yeah.
The gam avera goreres arei bebasachat. The im iyef shalatzeit yidei hachoyv lo'oylam im kein. Muchoch ani loyma k'mo she'oma Avram avi she'yimoch lo avoynos al kiddush Hashem. V'chol misa ve'ino al kiddush Hashem she'lo nitzvah la'alocha yechayv oid misa al kiddush Hashem k'negdo t'lechape olot. Ad soif kol adoros v'chol hakitzin. Hallo Harvey Yosecha Bivolech Lefonecha Hatzolos Neshamas Yisrael Mimi Sosom Al Kiddush Hashem Daha Afri Tzibu Lefonecha Kiddisa Bekama Duchte. That's a Gemara in Zvachim Mizbeach Mono Yadar Omer Rabbi Elosa Ru'u Mizbeach Bonoi U'michal Sar HaGadol Oymeid U'makriv Alo Rav Yitzhak Nafcha Omer After Shal Yitzhak Ra'u Shemunach Ba'oisamachim. That's how they knew where the Mizbeach was, because they saw a heap of Isaac's ashes. And in Brachas 62b, Ubehishchis Ra Hashem Vayinochem Ma Ra Amarav Ra Yaakov Avinu Dichsiv Vayom Yaakov Kasher Ra Ushmur Amar Offer shall Yitzchak Ra. He saw the heap of ashes of Yitzchak, Shenem Elohim Yir Eloh Haseh. And therefore, Isaac's argument is, why do you could go both ways, you know? Why do you have to go the way of Kiddush Hashem Kelo Halacha? Because that will require a constant repetition by atoning for the previous one until the end of the generations. Why not? Isn't it better? Isn't it more beloved before you to save a Yiddish and a Shoma? Look at these Batoz Kanin Vayikra chapter 8. Lomenem of Avram Yaakov Zechira of Yisrael Omen of Zechira. Shehu Kilo Afrit Siba al Gabi Amisbeach at Kan. Vim Ani Shelonish Chatati Nizke Kuzchus Loilom. And if I won't be slaughtered.
Who wasn't slaughtered?
Remembered forever. The Avish and Nishlach Lekivshon Eish Al Kiddush Shemecha Nechshav Lechoyv, and my father, who almost did get slaughtered by jumping in, that's considered a choyv. In Kain Muchorani Le Ha Toch Le Ha
Fakeh
Hit Fakeh Hit Chayizbroch Al Oidhed and Nefesh Achas Mitzrayim. So that's his argument.
Who gets remembered in front of you all the time? Me, Yitzchak. Who's jumping into the fire is worthless for you? Avram.
So you see, it's more chavid to you and saving in a soul. That's the proof, because I'm being remembered. So why you want to go after their arguments? Yimach lo kiddush shemecha.
That's why you've come to me.
Be'einenu re'inu bi'ameinu hayom urash. This is the lashon of the Gemara. Mechavi lehu Yitzchak Hakadosh Baruch Hu be'einehu. God, Isaac, mechavi
shows
with his eyes. Adkan. This is like unbelievable too. Yitzchak heitzit b'shchina b'shas hakeda. Ulam k'deita b'tikun Zoya 136. Tikuna Shivin, the 70th Tikun, the Bosadav Azlin Ba'ara Rabbi Shimon Vechavrei. She'ilule, they asked him, Amai karnofik yunuka mimei ime iu inusti. I mean, why does a baby have his eyes closed in his mother's womb? Omalon vadai do iu rosa, vahochon einov maros. Vatichena einov miros. So the secret of that, the answer to that, is the pasuk, and Isaac's eyes grew dim.
From seeing.
They were eyes
from seeing.
It's
the seeing that made them go
dim. Is that about Isaac or about the thesis?
So he's saying that that obviously keeps its eyes closed, because if it opened its eyes, then it would be like Yitzhak.
And it would
be
like
Tichena.
That's why a baby must keep its eyes closed, so that it doesn't see too much light. Kama de chama yechesko b'merkova, l'chol yenuka achzein le kepundage. So he can only see just the right amount, so it doesn't blind him. The light won't blind him. That's why he must keep it closed. Achzein le mata di yunishmata.
So show him what's the source of his soul.
So he does see kepum darge. He's allowed to see just the amount that won't damage him.
Not with his eyes. It's like...
We show him the light of his soul. De'i yishtadel b'raisa o b'vikudin din hir ha'hu atar de'int lis nishmatar. So that the more he struggles in Torah and mitzvah,
he's going to see that light from which his neshama came.
So we show him the light already in the womb,
but not with his eyes.
Not with his eyes, and adjure him, and promise him, right, that if you keep Torah mitzvahs, that light I'm showing you now will shine more and more and more. The kama nishmatin, the eich nitzin begine kama merkavas, the ulfin lekol araisa.
And how various merkavas are all there just for his sake.
The ish tade bo adkele kol matahave ulfin le bemei ima.
If later on he'll remember everything that he was taught in the womb.
The basar it chazen le gehenna. Then we show him hell. The mava aval bikudema mal unshedile kamadifele gagirea. The basar nothing mimei imei stim. And after that he comes out stim.
Closed. Eyes closed.
Ad kan, and that's the tikkunim. Okay, so this is you, right? Your peyush. Shav Yitzchak yesh koach lehistakel al hashchina. Shebetocho. The huma sheshaninu le'el mehasefa habahir v'zev shona leiv haveshlishim shtaim v'hoyistumim. The heart has 32. That means the gematria, I guess, of the word leiv is 32. V'hoyistumim, and it is closed. Ubehem nivra ha'olam, and with those 32 numbers, the world is created. My lamed base, amalei lamed base nesivus. Moshele melech shahaya bechadre chadorim, umi in chadorim lamed base. He had 32 chambers. Lokal cheder yeshlo netiv. Every chamber had its own path to the chamber. Noel melech there lahikanit lachol bechadre al derech nesivasa. Is it fitting for the king to allow anyone access to his chamber through that pathway? Meaning the answer is no, not na'er.
Then there was the next question. Is it na'er that nobody should be able to see the greatness and the treasures and the tapestries on earth?
Answer, that's also not na'er. So the answer is, okay, so we make it access.
That was what we learned it previously.
Right,
not have a bath.
And we'll allow access to the path through the daughter. Sheyitzchok hoyo lo hakoach likonis latoch chadrei chadorim listakel to bevoda yisparuch. And why? Because of the Akedah? Because he saw what no one else saw?
No, he saw what no one else saw, because that's his career.
So why did you bring this business about him in the beginning, that he saw the Shechina, right? Vatechahena eina meiraos. Oh, it's not about the Akedah. the Tikkunim says he got, his eyes got dim from seeing too much. From seeing too much.
Yes.
Like the baby, we mustn't let him see too much. That's the drush on he got, his eyes got weak. He saw too much.
He saw too much.
So you're saying he had the koach. Yitzchak is unique in he had the koach to see
too
inside.
Much.
What?
He had the koach to see too much.
וזהו החוכמה שלימד אותנו שגם בנו עוד יש הכוח הזו כי יש לגמור מיד נוסו עיניים למורם ואומרים because right after Isaac does his palka
after it says ומחווה להו הקדש ברוך הוא בעיניו ומיד נוסו עיניהם למורם.
ואומרים, עתו אלוהים אבינו גורן מאוד.
Obviously he shows us how to do that.
God, again, how does it end? God comes to Isaac, right? And says, right? And so,
he argues.
Right.
Pagalai, pagalach. Enough. Hine krevis nafshi kamach. So then we start saying, oh, Yitzhak, you're our father.
No, before that it says God shows him...
No.
So the moment we hear him arguing for us, we say...
Ato Avinu.
Yeah, not Ato Avinu.
No. Have a look.
Okay. Palgalai palgalech, v'in tinsaloy makulam olai, ha krivis nafshi kamech. So I'm willing to do, to sacrifice...
No, I've done it. I've created
it. I've done it already.
I gave it the offer.
I already did it. Not, I'm not to do that. I did it. Avram Yitzchak say, let them be yimachu ashmecha. Isaac stands up for us and says, and even if you don't want to take it, I already did it. So Isaac shows them, Mechave meaning
shows
them HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their eyes. How? Because he's already given us that koach to see.
Because that's the meaning of Krevus Nafshi Kamoch.
Kreves nafshi kamoch,
I gave my soul. I gave my. How? He wasn't. He didn't. He wasn't killed. Because he looked.
He wasn't killed
by the Akedah.
However, one thing he did do was to look in the Shinah.
And
he gazed. That gave him the koach to gaze. He was right.
That gave him.
The ability to gaze and give us the ability to gaze.
That was his death.
Vatachen era meiraos. So there the meiraos is from seeing too much at the Akeda. Is that right?
Yeah.
So the kravis nafshi is that I was made this in the Shechina and I went blind.
Why? Because lo yirani yodam v'chai, right?
Right, but he then goes and says,
so Mechavelu
Yitzhak
he shows us all how to do it.
How to do it, and die.
And Yad, and die. He says, you want to die on Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Hashem, I'll show you how I'll kill your kinderlech on Kiddush Hashem.
Oh my God.
By looking, not by having some goy pour petrol over me.
Miyad nosu einem elmon ba'orm ato Elohim.
Avinu ato.
Then he shows them God and they see God. Right? There are chokhma shelimid otonu. Where? At that moment, at the end of time. Shagam beno.
Bonu.
Basham gonu. Oid yesh hakoach hazu kedisim. Gemar v'yad nosu einehem lamorim v'orim ata Elohim avinu go'aleinu me'onim shemech adkan. Shehu ha'geula v'sof v'tachlis legalgel ha'choizeh.
That's the end of this revolving wheel of
time. I know, ha'misu ha'kidosh Hashem sh'tovei oid misam. Wow. Unbelievable. Shemechavi lehu yitzhak ha'kadosh baruch hu be'einayim. He says, "Lo yirani adam b'chayv." V'oisa rega mamish mitchayv in misa al ha abota. V'nigolim ve'enon mesim, ki yisru hoyo amataro magamato yisbarku v'riyas ha'olam. She'yitkade shemo betoch tochi yiskolim. Finally we get it, and God is happy. Because Abraham and Yaakov didn't get it.
No, they thought Kiddush Hashem is having some goys that fire to you.
God is happy at the end because Isaac got it. And he realized that the whole issue is not physical death, but it's gazing. Gazing at the divine.
Maybe physical death, but then at the moment that you gaze, you don't need to die. Because that's the Kiddush Hashem. That's what it was all about
God,
at the beginning.
God created the world just so we could see him. Right?
Yeah.
Comes to see him.
Yeah.
Why? Through us being able now finally to after history to gaze, because Isaac shows us how to gaze, as a result Nitgale umavura, that there was never a tzimtzum in the first place. Because a tzimtzum means I'm hurting myself, I'm wounding myself in order that there will be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. I am wounding myself.
Making myself small, making myself hidden, making myself whatever.
Right.
But I didn't make myself hidden. I didn't make myself small.
Well, what was my original intent? You said before to be the mission of the Melech, that you should be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. That was the purpose originally.
That wasn't the mission of the Melech.
Oh. Okay, you said
the whole chapter 6.
Right.
Because being the Niskadashti, the Nigdashti, the Seich, the Nei Yisroel. So Rabbi Lemelech sees it as, what does that mean? That you imagine yourself throwing yourself into a fire.
Like Avraham and Yankov.
But he says, no, that's not the meaning.
That's not what Kiddush Hashem means. Kiddush Hashem means...
You're ready to die to look at God.
I'm ready to die to expose you. Right? Because the moment I've exposed you, the emperor has no clothes.
You could say that that's the pshat in that case. That Yitzhak was going to die. Because that was the kapara of Avraham dying.
Right.
And that really was the But Yitzchak saw God.
In the process of dying.
As soon as that happened, then he didn't need to die at all. He didn't need to have his father kill him before. Give us a show.
The original purpose was the Avram Yaakov Elimelech Akedah. And Yitzchak is the big Kiddush.
Yeah, Yitzchak has to now die on Kiddush Hashem. Abraham obeyed God, that's
right.
Going to be the Kiddush Hashem.
Right.
He kills Yitzchak.
Right. And as he's lying there ready to kill him, he opens his eyes and he sees God. And now there's a change really in God. Because someone says to Abraham, oh, you don't have to do it anymore. Right? Why? Oh, because Yitzchak
has done the real Kiddush Hashem.
That's a change in God.
Well, yeah, because before there'd been a tzimtzum, there'd been a hiddenness.
And the only way out of that was Kiddush Hashem.
With more Kiddush Hashem.
Right. So Isaac sees, and then God is happy with that. He's like, oh, wow, you just exposed the emperor. There is no tzimtzum. Oh, you got it. Right? So then why do we have to have centuries of bloodletting still?
Because he doesn't...
Do it till Otid Lavo, he doesn't get up.
He doesn't get it. Yitzchak doesn't realize.
Until the Otid Lavo, so he has that argument.
And like after 6 million, there's still no end to this thing.
The change took place in God then, the change takes place in Isaac now, in the Otid Lavo, when he realizes, looking back, like he's having this crisis. God is saying, your children are still sinning. And he's saying, what? I've been dead 3,000 years and there's all that blood? Because by gazing, you really deconstruct the whole symptom. Tahar be'einenu mishtaklim b'roim oto yisbarach. There was never a symptom. Why? Because we can see him. Ve'lo chavo ba'atma ve'einu tzorech kapora. Tahar yatzatibu b'chol o'ilam kulo v'nitzkashish b'toch Yisrael. Ve'nir eli sheyesh gam seifer miyuchas li Yitzchak avinu v'hi seifer le'umas seifer yitzira. Ki Yitzchak avinu hu hayechidi shebetanah she'alma al atzmo. Genesis 27:4. Va'asa li mat amnim kasher ahavti ve'hevi li va'achlu va'avu atavarech nafshi. Ve'lo pachad le'anos me'oineg achilas matamim. Ve'gam ve'zivugo k'siv va'yar v'hine Yitzchak mitzachik is Rivka ishto.
Not like Rabbi the Melech, who says whenever you're about to have a pleasure of some kind, you have to take that and turn that into a desire for Nisa or Kiddush Hashem. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you're supposed to take the pleasure and say Baravu Tavarech Nafshi. And you make, give me pleasure so that I become a blessing. Let's make love so that we can laugh.
And you say sheyitzah koyala akoch likonis l'tur chatre chadorim listakel, right? That koach he was born with to enter the chatre chadorim and gaze.
Yeah.
Otherwise he wouldn't have gazed on the. He wouldn't have opened his eyes.
Why is that? The Ishmael says that Ya Avraham Avinu, when he says Mi Boro Eile, right, Ro'o Biro Doilaka, right, Tzimu She'ein Biro Manig, he's saying, Rabbeinu Shlomo, why don't you reveal yourself in the world? Why Tzimtzum? Why you go hurt yourself?
Abraham is saying.
That's what Avraham Avinu is saying. I'm ready to die for you to be mechapor on Heviu Kapora line. Okay, I'm happy to die for you, but Rabbi Shalom, why don't you just reveal yourself, right? And the Ishmael says that God fulfilled Avraham's desire, his tefillah, and gives him Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the revelation of the divine in the world. Yitzchak is Pachad, because for him it's not about looking out to see God. For Yitzchak it's about looking in to see God. And Yitzchak could show off how to do that. So you want to know how you get there, so first of all you have to do what Avraham does.
Which is
the shlilus of any kind of
idols. Meaning he sees the Bira Dolakas, right, Dolakas, and the Bira, for him, the Bira Dolakas is that none of this works. All the idols that are there are just...
And the world is in terrible state. Everybody's running around, pulling out their hair, shouting the world's in a terrible state, and the Rabbi Shalom is in charge. Why doesn't he do something?
So Abraham is just the question, isn't he?
Yitzchak's that.
And that's the second stage, right? Which is Isaac, the answer, which is first the pachad. You want an answer, you first got to go into that terror zone of no world, right? No idols, no attributes, no world, nothing, right? The void. You've got to enter the void of no hope. That's what you called it. Those words, no hope. Because we grab onto hope. We want as long as there's a theology or a meaning or an answer to the theology, to the, if I just can give a narrative to explain why this is happening to me, you know, like, but if I take away even that hope, then I'm really in the void, right? That's step one of Isaac, the Pachad Yitzchok. And from there, it's looking inside.
No, we're still in Avram.
We're still in Avram?
Yeah, this is not Yitzchok yet. No.
But Pachad Yitzchok.
No, something else. This is still Avram.
Okay. The void, no hope, all that's Avram. Okay. So Avram is still in that space of seeing everything in flames, no answers, right? That is the response. Take the son and kill him. Meaning Mesiras Nefesh. Reb Melech. Meaning, even when there is no hope, I'll manas Cain. So really, Reb Akiva and Reb Melech is all in Avraham. It's all
in Avraham. That's why I put the Sefer Yetzirah together this way.
Did you know this before you started writing?
No. I mean, it wasn't clear to me.
Okay, but in my recovery, that's the first stage. I have to go through that, right? I have to be ready, Mesiras Nefesh, just, you know, that in this place of no hope, there's still the Ribbono Shel'olam, right? That's all step one is, Ribbono Shel'olam, Ribbono Shel'olam, Ribbono Shel'olam, Ribbono Shel'olam. If there's nothing else, that's Ein Od Milvado. It's your world. You're Tzimtzum in it, fine. But it's just you. Okay.
What's step two?
Come to realize.
Can't believe that the power greater than ourselves
could and would.
Can't say would.
Could restore us.
Fast.
Yeah.
In order to take that second step, those who've trodden it before us, climbed it, say that you have to come to believe in a power, a higher power that is loving, caring, greater than you. Abraham Avinu's God in spite of the fact that he's commanded him to kill and this and that background belief that God loves and cares.
So does Rabbi Akiva and so does Rabbi Melech. Does Rabbi Melech ever say that?
His mention is Tov.
Tov, yeah, we've read.
And the definition of Tov is everything, right? Mm. Tov Ameitiv.
Okay, so he nevertheless, despite the void, despite the no hope, he believes that God loves and cares.
That's a Jewish thing. Up until that point, you know, it's kind of philosophical. Avraham says, Ribbono Shel Olam is good. Trust me, Ribbono Shel Olam. So many bad things happening, you know. Nothing to do with it.
That's before step two, right? No, that is step two. That's step two. I'm not there yet, right? I'm just in this, like, power, brute force. I'm not yet seeing it as loving, caring.
You're not going to see it.
I'm not.
No. Step.
Meaning?
You take the step.
No, came to believe is a step.
Came to believe that a power greater than us. You've got to come, right? You've got to take the step.
And that's just by jumping, right? It's a step, meaning you take
a step.
You've
got to keep on saying to yourself, in spite of all the evidence that I have, that I brought me here, is loving and caring. And more powerful than me.
Okay, then?
Then comes the Yidda Kurdish and says, this is also Goy can do that. Goy can do that.
Mi Bora Eila, meaning?
Yes, so Mi Bora Eila.
What then? Olochi. Right?
Lechi Hashem Elikechok.
It's your personal God, individualized, inside you, and that's Isaac, right? No, no, Isaac is gazing.
That's Isaac.
That's Isaac, God inside. God's answer to Abraham's question is Isaac. God's instruction to Abraham is kill him. So that...
Because there's got to be a kapura for the Kiddush Hashem that Abraham did. That wasn't right.
Because you didn't get it. You thought that it was about Kiddush Hashem dying. So now you have to have a kapara for the very thing that the gift I gave you as the response to your question. You got to give it back because you didn't get it, right? But Isaac gets it at that moment.
At the last moment.
The last moment, Isaac looks
and sees
God, right?
Inside himself.
Oh my God. Is that part of the second step? No.
No.
That's the Jewish step, right? But Vatachenu Einei Meraos, right? It blinds him. When you see...
Because you really should die. So soon it can make. And yet, we know that Yitzchak saw... Now, did he see Rivka? Did he say he saw Rivka? No. She saw him. So Yitzchak has got...
And that's when the pachad comes, right? At that moment.
When he sees God inside himself.
Have you seen that?
Well, what does it require? You have to see yourself as God, right? You're not ready to do that until you've done the first step, until you've got rid of all the shlila.
Until I've gotten rid of the false notions of God to a place of no God, can I come to fill it with myself and look in myself and say, oh, that's divine, that's divine, that's divine. To see the Elokus inside me. And then you're home dry. That's it, right? That's all it's about. I mean, then the whole of Torah Mitzvahs is just accessing the God in you, not out there. Which explains the Yid HaKadosh's very strange behaviors, because he wouldn't open his mouth to daven until he was ready. It doesn't matter what time of day it was. Right? And all the Kitrugim that were against him can be explained by that. He wasn't going to do anything until it came from inside him.
And how did he daven? One breath. Okay. And his tongue would hang out. I mean, he would have a full... He has to put his eyes back in his pocket. But I was done. The Alter Rebbe also, his eyes used to pop out on their stalks. They were like a cartoon.
Because they were accessing that very pachad or the divine. It's like scary.
Well, so the Chazal Levin says to the Yid HaKodesh, you don't see me doing that kind of rubbish. While I'm davening like that, give me one sentence. It would be one sentence. But the Yid HaKodesh davening is one sentence. Then all Krishna and Hetzri was all done, right? So the Chazal Levin says, you don't see that to me.
He learns.
Because your davening is fire. My davening is water.
You're breathing out fire and I'm swallowing water, because I'm swallowing the universe in my godliness, in my God talking to God, really. The God in me connecting with the God out there is like a vacuum, it just sucks it in. Kedushas Levi talks about that too. accessing the God inside so that it can tap into the God outside. And all I'm doing is facilitating this connection that's already there. Thank you. My head is exploding.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.